still need a custodian. So if you have a few extra hours each week, that'll be 25 to 30 hours a month. And it is a paid position, so a little bit of extra money in your pocket. Another announcement is there are some items on the table out in the fellowship hall. They have been left here for a while and need a home. So if you are their owner, you should claim them. If not, they will be claimed by someone or something. And then Heidi has an announcement about fellowship time. Yeah, so for those of you at home, Heidi was mentioning that if you would like to serve for the fellowship time, but not necessarily serve in person, some great ways to help would be purchasing creamer or making cookies for each week, and also serving food for the primary department on each morning would be very helpful. So tonight we have youth group at 6 o'clock here. Wednesday, we have Club Rock from 4 to 5:30. There's a CE board meeting and a deacons meeting on Thursday. The CE board meeting is at 6, and then the deacons meeting is at 7:30. There's also praise band practice at 7 o'clock. And then coming up on the calendar, we have the annual business meeting Wednesday, October 21st, and that's at 7:30 p.m. Does anybody have any other announcements? All right. The call to worship this morning is Psalm 119, 9 through 12. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me in your statutes.
Let's stand and join together in singing. The emphasis is on singing. 506. I will sing of my Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt. Tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross, he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. will praise my dear Redeemer. His triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God, with him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free.
For that singing, please be seated.
It's our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests together this morning. A few just to mention first, right off the bat, we want to continue to pray for Pastor Jim and several others that are quarantining after being exposed to those with COVID. I know Jim's supposed to be able to get out of the house on Tuesday, and he's excited about that, but continue to pray for several folks within the church that are quarantining right now. Continue to be with pray for Shirley and her recovery from her knee replacement surgery, and Ernie as he tested positive for COVID. And Faye had cataract surgery this week, and I don't see Tom, and I haven't heard any details. Anyone know any specifics about that? We continue to pray for Faye and recovery from her cataract surgery. And Dalton Hinman had surgery this week, and as far as I know, that went well. Anyone have any details on that one? From what I heard, it went well, so hopefully that's still correct. And how was Elizabeth's appointment?
She has to wear a patch of her eye for 2 hours a day for 6 weeks, and then they go back, and she's going to have surgery hopefully before the end of the year.
Okay. Okay. All right. So a little bit of an ordeal, but it sounds doable, right? So, okay. All right, so pray for Elizabeth, as I'm sure that getting used to wearing a patch won't be a whole lot of fun for her, but pray that the surgery, when that comes, will go well. Continue to pray for Andrew and Marissa. We're excited to have Andrew here today, and you will get to hear from him during Sunday school hour. He will be in here and be sharing about their ministry at Frontier. So I believe the high schoolers and up will be in here for Sunday school hour. Continue to pray for them. Do we have any other prayer requests today or praises? Heidi.
Praise and prayer. Our daughter Stephanie has made a decision to not renew her contract to teach in Korea, but that does not mean she's coming home.
All right, so pray for Stephanie and decisions about what to do and possibly traveling home for a visit. Any others this morning?
How long has it been since Stephanie's been home?
If you're looking for Todd, I don't see him. So.
She was back for Renee's graduation, Daniel's graduation, right?
David. Yep. So pray for our country, our elected officials, the elections coming up. If you're alive, you know, that needs prayer. So, any other items this morning? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning to worship you. We do thank you for the freedom that we have to do that. And we are certainly aware that we do not live in a perfect country by any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, we are also very privileged to live where we do and to have the freedoms that we do. Not only the country that we live in, but even in these days, particularly in the state that we live in. And so we thank you for the blessings that we do have and the rights that we have, and we pray that we would not take them for granted, that we would not forget them or ignore them or fail to fulfill our responsibilities as Christians and as citizens. And we do pray for our elected officials, and we pray for wisdom for them. We pray for discernment. We pray that they would desire wisdom and discernment beyond what their own opinion and feeling might be. We pray that there would be a sense of responsibility among our elected officials as well to do what's best for the country and not necessarily what's best for their party or for a personal agenda. And we just pray that you would be at work in the electoral process. We're just less than a month now from elections, and we pray for your will to be done in that. We do pray that you would continue to guide President Trump and members of the Congress, be with Governor Noem, and we just pray that you would protect them and continue to work through them to accomplish your purposes in our nation. We do pray that you would be with these items of prayer and praise that we have shared this morning. We thank you for the successful visit that Elizabeth had, and we thank you that while it may be a little inconvenient for her to get used to wearing a patch, we thank you that it sounds like the issue with her eye is something that can be corrected, and we pray that when the time comes for the surgery to take place, that you would guide the surgeon and that everything would go smoothly and that the correction would work well. And we just pray that you would be with her in the weeks between now and then as she gets used to wearing that patch. We pray that you continue to be with Shirley in her recovery from her knee replacement. We pray that Faye's cataract surgery went well and you'd be with her recovery also. And for Dalton and the surgery that he had on his heart this past week, we thank you that apparently it went well, and we pray for his recovery also. We pray that you would be with Stephanie, and we pray for guidance for her as she seeks new direction about what to do as she's not going to continue teaching and yet maybe wants to stay there in South Korea. We pray that you'd help her to know what she might do next, and pray that she will be able to come home for a visit, and that when that happens that you'll give her safety in her travels. We thank you that Andrew is here today and the opportunity to hear from him about how you are at work at Frontier and the opportunities that he and Marissa and their family have there. And we just pray that you would continue to encourage them in their work. We pray for provision for their needs. We pray for safety and travel as ASC heads back. And we pray also this month for the Romanos. We thank you for the various unique ministries that they are part of there in Italy and in different areas around the Middle East. And we pray for wisdom for them as they evaluate different opportunities that they have to be involved in their tent ministries and their camps and just different things that they have opportunities to do. We pray for safety in their travels and provision for their financial needs as well. We thank you for this church and the folks who are out this morning. We pray that you'd be with those that are not here in person this morning. I pray that they're able to tune in online and be part of our service, and I pray that it would be an encouragement to them as well. We thank you for the technology making that possible. We do pray that you'll continue to provide for the needs of our church, and not just the financial needs for budgetary purposes, but we pray as well for the helpers, for Club Rock in particular, and we thank you for that ministry. We thank you for the many children who are exposed to your truth through that ministry. We pray for the helpers for that. We pray that you continue to be with youth group and be with Derek and the other leaders of youth group and the opportunities they have in investing in those young men and women through their youth group ministry. We do pray for the need for a custodian for church, and it maybe is easy to overlook and think that it's not a significant thing, but it is, and it's a position that we need to fill, and we pray that you'd bring the right person along for that role. And as we look ahead to a couple weeks from now, the annual meeting, business meeting for our church, we pray for your will to be done in decisions that are made there and in elections that take place, and we thank you for those who are willing to serve and willing to allow themselves to be put forward for consideration. So we just pray that you would guide in decisions that are made in that meeting as well. We do thank you for your provision for our needs. We pray that you would bless the offerings and the tithes that are received, and we pray that we would continue to use the financial resources that you entrust us with in a way that is pleasing to you, and it demonstrates good stewardship of what you've allowed us to have. We thank you most of all for the gift of your Son, for your love for us, and for your patience and mercy, and we just thank you for the privilege of calling you Father. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Invite you to stand up, and before we get started, we got to sing happy birthday. Chris has a birthday tomorrow, so let's help us sing happy birthday to Chris.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Chris, happy birthday to you.
Thank you all. Sometimes we like to put people on the spot, especially when they're up here anyways. We've had some beautiful weather the last several weeks. It's been quite a blessing, I think. Sometimes the wind blows, but we're used to that. But the sun's been shining, and we haven't had any white stuff flying around. So it's been all right. But it's another beautiful day that the Lord has made. So let's sing, He Has Made Me Glad. Short a few members up here this morning, so I like that you're helping us sing. Sing loud.
One day when heaven was filled with
last song. It's an old song, but it still holds a lot of power. I think we need to sing it with the power that it holds.
Father, we do worship you this morning. We're so thankful that you sent your son Jesus to die, but also that he is now risen. He is glorified. He is seated at your hand, and that he will come again. We thank you for the privilege of being your children, of having your son as our Savior, of knowing our sins are forgiven, not because of anything we've done or any deeds we've accomplished, but because your son died in our place. His blood paid the penalty that we owed, and that you now see his righteousness when you look at us. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.